The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
And I'm kind of fascinated by this. Penn State has announced plans to honor Joe Paterno.
Well, up there.
Before a game. I'm just surprised. I'm surprised.
Yeah.
I mean, they took the dude's statue down.
They did.
And they're going to honor the 50th anniversary of him having been the coach there.
All they, the only thing they got a leg to stand on, I don't know if you should honor him yet. You should wait a little bit. But
Another 50 years.
The thing is that the dude is dead. And he can't respond to anything.
Right.
And that's what people hang their hat on. Rightly so, in a way. I'm not defending what Paterno did or Sandusky. I'm not a big freak over those guys. I do like the team. But he cannot defend anything. So, I mean, he really can't. He can't tell us anything. And that's too bad. I wish he was alive.
Yeah, and I mean, if he did cover it up, a lot of people have said that's as bad, that's as egregious
it is. But I always liked your
But that's kind of his legacy now, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is the point of view that nobody went to Penn State to get horseplayed?
That was part of your – you say that. Yeah. I can't say any of this stuff because they yell at me. You said that. You also said that at the time, and there's more coming out now, but at the time, the older generation doesn't even believe that stuff even happens.
Right.
And that's not a good – that's a bad excuse.
Right.
Don't get me wrong.
They're a bunch of Dotties.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So the – preseason, the NFL is over. 6 days.
But by the way,
kickoff.
Don't throw rocks when you have a glass house. You know, it might not be child rape, but it might be regular rape. It might be, I don't know, a girl's being raped on campus. I mean, there's a lot of glass houses out there, and I get a lot of email from people that shouldn't throw rocks.
Maybe not as widespread and as long lasting.
No, not at all. But
you're right.
But a culture of women being abused on a lot of campuses,
absolutely,
and major respected coaches covering it up.
Happens.
So do not throw rocks.
Absolutely.
You know?
Real one?
The authentic.
Our buddy Larry the Cable Guy.
Hey, buddy.
Hey.
Lots of people throwing stones.
Yeah. I know you're back in town because, well, you live in town, but you get a big game tomorrow night. You're afraid when Fresno State comes to town, you throw the records out, right?
I'll tell you what. It's nice to have these top-tier teams come through.
Huh? Oh, you got Oregon. You got Oregon coming in, man. You got Oregon.
I wish we had Oregon coming in when 2004.
Yeah.
Well, they'll be here eventually.
Yeah.
Well, here's what I say, and I'll say it like I always do. I always am confident. 13-0, we're going to go win the title, boys.
Oh,
but
whoa,
I will
man.
Oh. But I will say, my voice gets shaking. We're going to go ahead and title. We have talented kids. Are we going to be coached up to our ability?
Right.
That's all I got to say.
I got no problem with those. You do have talented kids.
Are we going to be the team that beat UCLA? Or are we going to be the team that played Illinois and Purdue? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's it. And that falls on game calling.
Yeah.
So there you go.
You sound tired, buddy. You sound tired, man. You tired?
No, I'm not tired at all. I'm tired. Funniest joke I've ever written in my entire life.
Let's hear it, man.
And I think you'll love it.
Okay.
Well, that's a pretty big buildup because
you've written
a lot of funny jokes in your life.
Oh, I want to tell you this, Larry. Todd and I were in the car together. We had a dinner with our agent, and we were listening to some satellite, and it was an old bit of yours. You were live somewhere, and we could tell it was probably right after 9/11. But it wasn't really a 9/11 joke, but you were doing some hardcore stuff, man.
Yeah.
And hardcore for you. I mean, it wasn't F-bombs, obviously.
You saw an ugly girl, and your wiener shrunk up, and it came right out your butthole. That was the bit.
And you know what? And like all of us, you're
that
was the bit.
Do you remember that joke?
Well, that was when I started to write jokes for Political Change.
Yeah.
No, but it was some old school stuff that we kind of remembered, but we'd forgotten about it for years. And you know, we knew you back then, obviously too. But it was some old school stuff. I think it was on the Comedy Central channel.
I think it was right after the Shoe Bomber. Didn't he make a Shoe Bomber joke?
I think you did. And
then, I might have. I can't remember. I've done so many jokes, I can't remember.
Right.
But
and
yeah,
then,
that was my hardcore. That's where I ventured into the sixth grade humor.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was definitely harder core.
But you segued the Shoe Bomber right into the wiener coming out your butt.
And it was funny because picture me and Todd in the car, and I said, oh, that's Larry. So and all of a sudden it was one of those comedy
shows. That might have been when I said when the Shoe Bomber was the – what was the one I did? Oh, I don't know. Remember when I did that joke about the guy who went on the airplane and – the bomb was a dud.
Yeah.
The underwear bomber.
Yeah, what was the joke?
Here's one of the dumbest jokes ever, but it's still one of the funniest, too. I wrote a joke about, kind of like this, Baron Feather tried to blow himself up in underbridges,
mm-hmm.
and it didn't work. I read a song about it, if you want to, a poem about it.
Mm-hmm.
Here I sit, brokenhearted, lit the fuse, and only farted.
You did a couple. We were laughing our asses off, though, because it was.
That's right.
The wiener out my butthole, and the crowd loved it. We giggled in the car.
Well, if you can't laugh at wiener out the butthole,
get out of here.
You've got a major malfunction.
Get out of here.
Yeah, we were laughing.
All right.
Here's the joke.
All right.
Hillary Clinton has begun pledging $30 billion over the next decade to retrain coal miners to be able to work in higher-end jobs.
Right.
So don't be surprised if your OBGYN has a light on his helmet and wants to first send in a canary.
I like that.
I do like
I
that.
I like that. I like
I
that.
I find that makes me laugh.
Canary in the whole mine. Yeah.
Just the visual makes me laugh.
Yeah, it makes me laugh, too. That is a funny joke, man.
Little theater.
Hey, we've been thinking. Larry the Cable Guy and Jeff Foxworthy, that's on Netflix now. I didn't know that. I got to
know
what
he's doing. Good, too. It's a lot of fun. You know, Jeff Foxworthy has sold 30 million comedy albums.
Yes, yeah.
And,
are you on Netflix yet?
It's right now.
Right now.
Now on Netflix, right?
Now, as of last Friday.
Yeah.
Jeff, it's a cool show because Jeff sold 30 million. It's two huge comedians.
Yes, it is huge comedians.
I mean, Jeff sold 30 million albums.
Mm-hmm.
Between me and Jeff together, we've sold 30 million comedy albums. And the cool thing about it is, it's his set and it's my set, and then we move on. Now, when we left something, so when people now want to come see the show, since it's all brand new material, it's going to take us another year and a half to get new material. So, but when people come to see us, we left out the encore.
Oh, you did?
And the encore is 30 minutes. And that's me and Jeff literally ad-libbing the whole last 30 minutes.
Yeah,
of the
I think
show.
We saw part of that back in November. Yeah, I mean we saw the whole show.
That's super fun. So now we're not only playing, it's doing well. People like it, but we saved some stuff so that it'll be a little different when people come see us live. So
hey, I didn't get a chance to ask you. What was your final? What did you shoot in that pro am? The one that was on TV. What was your final? Where'd you finish?
You beat Barkley.
Oh, I don't know. I was ahead of Barkley. I know that much.
Yeah, that's what I saw.
But you're a pretty good golfer.
I saw the bottom of the leaderboard. It was Barkley and then Cable Guy. So.
It's impossible. I've only been playing for six and a half, seven years.
Right. Yeah.
I didn't start golfing until the middle of 2010.
Yeah.
I'm on the driving range. I'm good. I'm like Barkley. I got to sum up. I got a problem about a tee box. Barkley hits 310-yard drives when he's on driving range.
Because he's a big boy, right?
Then he gets out on the course, and he has that hitch, and I feel bad for him.
More than
but
a hitch.
It's just like me. When people show up to – when there's 40,000 people around.
I don't know how you do
and
that.
And you have to do interviews. in between certain holes. You got to mess with the crowd. Believe me, they don't got me out there because I'm a good golfer. They got me out there because I messed with the crowd.
Oh yeah, you're Larry the Cable Guy.
I like that you do that. I hate guys like the Lopez and Barry Romano. They take it so damn serious.
And they're funny. Funny guys. Yeah.
Yeah. And you don't even you can't even talk to them on the course because they're too busy trying to break 80 or win.
That some of them haven't been at that because of that. I mean, I definitely know what my role is, but you still have personal goals that you would like to achieve.
I know. Yeah, we all golf and we all want to play well. It just doesn't happen very often.
But not regular hackers like ourselves, I include you in that, Larry, don't ever get a chance to play in front of lots of people. So are you nervous anymore playing in front of big crowds?
You always get nervous on that very first tee.
Very first tee, got it.
Yeah. And if you get a good drive, you're really nervous on that second shot because you're going, holy crap, I'm going to do so good this year. I got to make this shot. And then you really screw up.
What was
this? In the two practice rounds, I shot an 87 and an 84.
There you go.
Nice. See, that's respectable.
Bush, how's your score?
Yeah, I got the leaderboard from this year's tournament. It was Larry the Cable Guy in 82nd place.
Out of how many?
83. and Barkley was below it.
And that's not with a handicap, that's just straight strokes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And it's not a stroke, it's that Stapleford system or something.
Right. Oh, that's right.
And so like the winner came in at a score of 74.
Who were the couple above Larry?
Larry came in at a minus 70.
What about right above Larry?
Kevin Nealon.
Oh, Kevin Nealon.
Okay.
Yeah, and Barkley. Now, to be fair, there were like 8 points difference between Nealon and Cable Guy. There were 30 points difference between Cable Guy and Barkley.
God, Barkley's bad.
Barkley's really bad.
Yeah, they penalize you for bogeys and double bogeys and reward you for birdies and eagles.
If I would have had one more day, I would have had a shot. I was only 141 points out of the lead. I shot an 84 and an 87, and then when the gates opened and people were running around, I shot a 99, 103, and 102.
Okay, got it. All right.
You ever hit anybody in the crowd?
Oh, man, my second year, I nailed the guy right in the temple.
Damn.
Oh, I thought I killed him.
That's scary.
I mean, he was like 6'5", 270 pounds.
Off the tee?
Thank God, yes.
Oh, my God.
Thank God above, because he was hitting. He was talking on his cell phone, and it hit half his head and half his phone. Dropped him like a light.
Did you sign a glove for him?
Just a woman holding a baby. And
oh, my God.
Horrible.
Right. Jeez. Did you give him your Rolex?
No, he's right. A signed glove makes it all better.
Yeah,
a
signed glove.
Yeah, I gave him a signed glove. He couldn't hear me. He was out, but I told him, here, take this. But the funny part of it was, they told us that he was okay.
Yeah.
And, of course, I'm golfing with Barkley, so he's trying to comfort me because he'd done it before. That's why he's got the hitch in his swing.
Yeah.
They told the guy's going to be okay, and they gave him a bunch of free stuff, and Barkley goes, hey, man, come on, Dan, don't worry about it. If you keep killing people, I ain't going to have to sign no more autographs. he's really cool. I mean, I love, it was pretty neat. I was watching NBA playoffs, and they started talking about golf, and Barkley said I'm his favorite person to play golf with.
Oh, really? Okay, excellent, because you only beat him by a little bit.
I was like, that's kind of cool, but yeah, he's a good guy. I remember he was coming up the 18th hole in his first round. I didn't play with him that day, and I ran up into the seats up there. They had a private party up there. Here he just comes loping up to the green, and I go, I love you, Chucky. He looks up, and it's me with my shirt up. He about lost it, man. Can't go, I don't want to see that. You know, it's funny.
Who else did you get paired up with? Anybody fun?
Yeah, you know what? Rob Riggle and Willie Robertson.
Oh, we love
Robertson. And this year I was with Ray Romano.
Oh.
And Rob Riggle.
All right.
It's fun. We'll have a good time out there. So.
But was Ray way too serious?
You know what? I got to tell you, Todd, he lightened up around me.
Good.
Oh, good, good.
Because, you have that effect on people.
Yeah, because he's...
Normally he's really serious, But he was playing with me, and we've worked together a couple of times. We did something out in Pebble, and I think he didn't want to get too serious because he didn't want me to think he's a jerk.
Okay,
yeah. I know I'm
but
a pretty.
But I will say this: that's funny. He's so self-conscious about stuff. He did some joke, and for four holes, he was thinking, "Oh man, I shouldn't have done that joke. I hope you did. Did I offend anybody? Do you think anybody was offended?"
Oh, he did at the show. You mean he did a joke? Okay.
On the golf course.
On the course.
Okay.
He yelled something.
Oh, I got it.
Oh, do you think people are going to be offended? Oh man, maybe I should do a thing. And so I go, "Ray, really? Get over it." I go, "Ugh. If I had to take a note of everything I said today, that would be offensive."
Yeah, well, and first of all, and Ray's sitting there with $1 zillion. What do you care who he offends now?
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Besides that, you can say the letter, you can say the word "the,"
yeah,
and somebody's going to be mad at you nowadays.
No, that's for damn sure.
Yeah, what's the party hole on that one? There's a 17th where they're all along the beach in Lake Tahoe?
You know, it was a hole earlier. I think it was like on the third hole. We had a pretty big gallery, so he had a third hole or so. I can't remember what he said, but he was all bent out of shape. And then here's another funny one. He, on the 17th hole, where everybody was, he wanted to take his pictures. It was his wife's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And so he goes, "Hey, it's my wife's birthday. I want to send her a funny picture. I want to get 10 girls with bikinis." He's yelling. So out of the lake, you know, here came 10 girls up there in bikinis.
Oh, cool.
So he gets there, they line up. I take off my shirt, and I sneak into the corner of the picture. And he thought that was funny. Well, then we get to going. Now he sent it to his wife, and now she's mad because he's up there. I guess she's...
He's golfing, there's a hot chicks. And he's
something's up, but now he's like, I think she's mad. Okay, do me a favor. So about four holes later, he makes me call his wife to tell her that was my idea.
Oh, my God.
Because I was...
Even Ray Romano's pussy whipped.
I was Snapchatting stuff for promotions. So I had to call and get him out of the...
And you, so you lied for it. I love that.
Do watch
it. But I will say, he was fun to golf with. And I told him that. I told him when we were golfing, Ray, you're too paranoid. You got to quit worrying about what people think about you.
Larry the Cable Guy. Hey, Larry, before
chicks take their top off on that hole for you?
Oh, my gosh. That hole's crazy.
Yeah.
They took their
top off? I've never seen anything like it in golf.
Not on TV.
Okay.
They don't show it on TV. I have heard.
No, they're not going to show it on TV.
Yeah. Give us your prediction for your beloved Huskers tomorrow.
He just did.
No, I know. Oh, well, he said 13.
Tomorrow they should beat Fresno State. I'm not worried about Fresno.
Give me a score.
State.
Give me a score, Bino. That's not covering. It's
no.
It's 29 points, buddy.
Is it 29 points? Yeah. Well, it's the first game, and we'll see what happens.
All right, buddy. Thanks for calling in, man.
And that's what the thoughtful parts is. Well, let's examine. Now, the Nebraska Cornhusker fan in me, it's Nebraska 52, Fresno State 10.
All right.
That's what we want to hear.
That's it. About time.
The one that's not as confident as – so the non-confident me is 45-31, but the always confident me is 52-10.
Man, all right.
You got two different scores.
Every week. Thanks, thanks, brother.
I'm a pretty serious guy, Larry, and you always light me up, so I appreciate when you call.
I love you guys.
Love
you know
too,
I
man.
Do.
Love you too,
and,
buddy.
The 52-10 score is the confident Larry.
Okay, all right. That could happen, too.
We'll lock you in on that one.
We'll call you the loser.
52-10 is confident Larry. 45-31 is unconfident Dan.
Thank you, Larry. Netflix special. We've been thinking with Foxworthy on Netflix now. Thanks, buddy.
I keep in touch, pal. All right. See ya.